Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming considers classroom cell phone ban as Campbell County schools debate distractions. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A statewide ban on cell phone use in classrooms could soon be debated at the Wyoming legislature as schools in Campbell County continue grappling with the issue locally. According to the Wyoming Tribune Eagle, at least 18 states have already passed laws or policies restricting cell phone use during instructional time. In Wyoming, a bill headed to the 2026 legislative session would ban cell phones and smartwatches in classrooms statewide, with exceptions for medical needs or individualized education programs. The bill is sponsored by Senator Wendy Schuler of Evanston, who says school districts across Wyoming asked lawmakers for help after facing parent backlash when trying to enforce local policies. Here in Campbell County, the issue has already surfaced at school board meetings. Campbell County School District No. 1 does not currently have a blanket cell phone ban across all grade levels, but parents and educators have raised concerns about distractions, instructional time, and student focus. National data from Pew Research shows nearly three-quarters of U.S. high school teachers say cell phone use is a major classroom problem, even as many say enforcement is difficult, especially at the high school level. Supporters argue a statewide policy would give districts consistency and support, while opponents say parents need to stay connected to students during emergencies, especially amid recent school lockdowns across Wyoming. So far, no Campbell County legislators have publicly commented on the proposal. Lawmakers are expected to take it up during the 2026 budget session. Wyoming wind debate intensifies as federal tax credits fade. Wyoming's wind industry is entering a turning point as new projects face a future with fewer federal tax credits and growing local resistance. According to Wyofile, at a January 8th special meeting of the Wyoming Board of Land Commissioners in Douglas, dozens of residents spoke against the proposed Pronghorn H2 wind project, a 267-turbine development along the northern Laramie Range. No one testified in support. Secretary of State Chuck Gray, who voted against the project's lease last year, says opposition is growing as wind developers can no longer rely on decades-old federal subsidies. Gray plans to again push to end the Pronghorn and Sidewinder wind leases when the board meets in February. Wyoming sources have reported increasing concerns from landowners and residents about wildlife impacts, industrialization of ranch land, and long-term effects on property values, even as counties count on wind projects for tax revenue, school funding, and lease payments to ranchers. The Pronghorn lease remains vacated following a district court ruling now under appeal to the Wyoming Supreme Court, leaving landowners and developers in limbo. Supporters argue wind remains one of the fastest ways to meet Wyoming's rapid growing electricity demand, especially as data centers and industrial users seek new power. Critics counter the scale of the proposed development could permanently alter landscapes across the state. As federal support fades, Wyoming's wind future now hinges on court decisions, state policy, and whether projects can win local trust, as well as economic viability. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.